It's the 16th of February, and I'm speaking to Peter Thompson about his life in Hambleton.
Yes.
Peter, can you tell me, first of all, when did you first come into the village?
What do I say, 50 years since?
Yes.
Yes.
You came in...
Well, 50 years.
As... How come you came to Hambleton?
Well, I came to Hambleton because I had a butcher shop in Armley in Leeds. And I was travelling from here to Leeds and other side of Leeds as well. And I thought it was a long way with two electric bills, two telephone bills and one thing and another. So I thought if I could open a butcher shop at Hambleton, I'd only have one lot of expense. And so I did.
Right.
And we were all right for a while, but butchering just wasn't as good as what it could have been at that time. And I'm a bit of a stick in the mud. I don't like change. And we carried on and carried on while we couldn't carry on really any longer. So we finished that job. And then I had a friend that had had a fish and chip shop, or one or two, and his son had had fish and chip shops as well. And he said, make a great fish and chip shop with this. So we swapped to a fish and chip shop. And he came, did this chap, Mr. Ellis, and showed me how to go on and one thing and another. And we did all right. It was a good shop. And I didn't like nights much, but we had to put up with them. But then they put VAT on them. And VAT is a nasty word to me. I don't like VAT. And my wife used to do books, and she used to have a bank book for VAT and a bank book for us. And sometimes there were more going in that bank book than what there were going in our bank book. And I didn't like it. And then I had to have a bypass operation. And when I'd had that and I come home, we finished with that shop. We finished with it.
Do you feel that was part of the stress of the?
It could have been stress. It could have been stress. I used to go to Hull on a Monday morning, and bring a quite a bit of fish back with me, and then through the rest of the week I used to have it delivered, and of course taties. We'd do a ton of taties a week, and Mrs. Bell, she used to come and do taties for us. And that was it. But like I say, when I'd had my operation, we finished with shop.
You had to do, basically, for your health.
Yeah. Basically for my health. And another thing, with this part job, I was glad to get shut.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have, if I'd have moved with times, I could have got somebody in to look after it and manage it, but we didn't. And so that was how that come to be finished with.
Right.
And then with a bit of time off, and I have a daughter, Alison, and she says to me, sell a bit of fruit and veg. I thought she was going to be looking after it, but...
It didn't work out like that, did it?
No, and I was studying shop, like, you know, selling a bit of fruit and veg, me a couple of carrots and an onion, and then letting them go in to sell me for the big shop. And so that got to me a bit. So we finished with that as well.
Right. So basically you're semi-retired. You're semi-retired.
So basically I went to work at Mr. Jackson's.
Yes,
taking
you did.
A few orders out and did a bit of butchering for him. And then I finished there. And when I think, it's like... how long? 60. It's like nearly 20 years since I finished there, and I can't believe it.
No, it's gone so fast.
Yeah, it's gone so fast.
Yeah.
But we have been behind, and I'm still behind, and I don't like change, and I can't see really what's changed for the better.
You don't think the village changed? The village has changed.
In general, all round, there's only one thing that I think's changed, and that's doctors and hospitals, what they can do for you. But all else, I don't want to know. I wish we had pound shillings and pence, half crowns, and one thing another. 10 shilling note. Now, if you've got a 10 shilling note, so we haven't got no 10 shilling note, but if you had and you went and bought a packet of tatty crisps, it'd cost you 10 bob. Knackers. So that sickens me.
How do you entertain yourself through the day then? With being retired.
Well, you know, the thing is this, I've had one daughter, but I've got three grandchildren grown up with children, so I mean great grandchildren, granddad. And there's always some, one of them here and other, you know, do this, do that, and do that, and I keep busy. I'm busy.
Good.
I really haven't got time sat here talking
yes,
to you.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Now, when you had your butcher's shop, your fish and chip shop.
Yes.
And the fruit and veg.
Yes.
You obviously had locals that had kind of little idiosyncrasies. They would come in for maybe a bit of cucumber and maybe ask you to cut a half a cucumber into a quarter.
Probably, yes. Yeah, you had some funny ones.
Yes,
You meet some funny ones, but I also had some good ones. And a lot of characters used to come in shop. Mm-hmm. And of course they said things to you and I had to say things back to them and we got on very well. I got on better with them sort of people than what I do now with people that live in village now. Because you can walk past them and they don't look at you. And you've got to say good morning to them and think, well, they might say good morning back to me. And that's it. I mean, I had, mentioning names, there were Mrs. Simpson, Dick Simpson and Gren Simpson Gren were deaf, he were a scrap man and Mrs. Simpson, mother used to come in the shop and she used to play hell with me every time she come in. Do an outright for her. And I used to have to humour her a little bit. And Annie, I says, come on Annie, I'll see you across the road now. And then she used to get away, you silly bugger, get away. And I used to see her across the road. And then whether she liked it or not, I don't know. But she kept coming, and I kept seeing her across the road. And Annie Simpson, yeah. But I like them sort of people.
Yes, yes.
Better than Toffee Nosedans, I couldn't do with them.
Yes, they might not have a lot of money, but they had a friendship.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's not replaceable, really?
Down-to-earth
yes,
people. And
yes,
call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were all right.
Yeah. What do you find has changed in the last 50 years?
In
the village that is the kind of atmosphere.
The point is this. It's like anywhere else now. It's not a village. Really, it's too big to be called a village. Where is there a village anywhere around here? I mean, look at Sherburn, for instance. That were a village at one time, but look at it now. It ain't a village anymore. And
it's a large housing estate.
Oh, it's a big place, is Sherburn. Yeah. A big place.
Yeah.
And so,
do you feel this is happening to Hambleton? Do you think that?
Oh,
this
yes,
is...
yes. It's got too big. It's getting too big.
And lacks any kind of...
Lacks any atmosphere. And like when it was started getting bigger and bigger and there were Wheat Sheaf and there were Red Lion and you could go in and you'd know everybody that were in and everybody had talked to you and it were okay. And then they started getting one or two Toffee Nosedans in and you used to standing in best room and we used to call them council house millionaires. You know, but there were nobody with no characters used to come in. There were
plenty of characters back
in
the 70s and 80s, weren't there?
Loads of characters, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there were Hector in the village and...
Yes, he could down a few, couldn't he?
Oh, he could down a few, could Hector. And they were all right. And then there were, of course, there were old Martin. Martin Irishman that used to live up at Bath there. the cop found them.
Oh, I can't think.
Where they're going to be building houses. What do they call them? You do. Martin. He lived there in a caravan, did Martin.
Right, all right.
And he used to strike beat for them. And that's why he lived in caravan.
Right.
Of course, they don't strike beat now.
No.
And Martin used to come down to Wheatsheaf, and he always had a dog. And he used to come down with dog in his bag, in bag, carry it in bag and have it on his knee, in pub dog. And smoke his woodbines, and he would have carried to a Martin.
Yeah.
He didn't used to plant taties. He used to plant peelings, and he used to say, they'll grow, well, then, they'll grow. We'll make spuds with them. And he used to, he were all right with Martin.
George Longbottom, he used to
George Longbottom, he were all right with George.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all right. And then, of course, there were Tommy Gardner up Chapel Street.
Yes.
He were a bit of a character with Tommy.
Yeah, His wife was. She was lovely.
Oh, she was Nora. Yeah.
Nora was absolutely.
Nora. Our call. I can't get our call up. Our call. I've been shouting about our call and I can't get him up.
There were some lovely folk. But
They were. Yeah. I mean, of course, it was smaller and you knew them.
Yes.
And end of story. Now you don't know them.
No.
And,
and there's no way of getting to know people, is there really?
Not really.
The Wheatsheaf's gone and...
Wheatsheaf's gone and we can't remember since Dick and Flo Bell were in. Flo were a character. Flo, I used to go down to Lyon.
Yeah.
Charlie, he used to come up here for a bit of meat. Used to come at shop for a bit of meat. But I didn't let Flo know I'm going down to Charlie's. Somebody had come in, see me down there, and then come up here and say, oh, I've just seen Butcher down at Lyon. So she got to know it, eh? And she'd talk about anybody would Flo.
Yeah.
But there's been nobody right open in that pub since they left. And we've had all sorts. They've stopped for a week or two, they've stopped for a month or two, they've come with two suitcases. Open shop started like, got somebody that wanted somebody to look at. And there's nobody been as good as what Dick and Flo has.
No.
They had the faults, but they were all right. They were all right.
Yeah.
You knew them, they knew you, and that was it.
Yeah, it was ideal in the sense that you could, especially on holiday times, you could come down to the Wheatsheaf, have a couple there, go on to the Red Lion.
Yes.
And then always ended up finishing up at the Owl.
That's right.
And basically, that's what Bill did.
Well, Bill, I mean, I played dominoes down there with Bill, 12 o'clock at night, bloody fives and threes. And what do you do? I mean, he'd come up here and then he'd go down there and, I mean, Bill liked his gin and tonics and... He'd have one or two lined up like closing time, so he couldn't sub them off straight away. So
pass them on to you
or somebody, and I'd have a game of fives and threes.
Oh, dear.
I used to play fives and threes with him, and he used to roll at me if I play it wrong, damn it all. It were good.
Yes.
It were good.
Those days have long gone, and we won't get them back. And I don't think today's generation, the younger generation, they haven't got any sense of that camaraderie,
They don't appreciate it because they've never been there. All they do now is stop at home, use the computer, watch the television. They don't go out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel sorry for a lot of kids.
Yes.
They don't do now. And, I know your parents, we can't do that, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. I mean, with ours across there, they do all, I let them do all. And so long as they're not bloody cheeky, but I let them do all. Yeah.
They've got to learn somewhere. They've got to learn hard way, really, sometimes. If they fall, they fall.
They pick themselves up, dust themselves down.
You can't wrap them in cotton wool. Because once they get older, they don't want the cotton wool.
No.
And don't necessarily understand the difficulties that they could get into.
That's right.
Got to learn from an early age.
That's right. And I mean, I don't think teenagers were as bad years ago as what they are now. Because there's some terrible teenagers that go to school. Teachers can't do nothing with them. They can't give them cane. And I will forever stood outside the headmaster's room waiting for him to come and give me bloody cane. Tant done me any harm.
No.
I mean, my national service never did me any harm.
No.
But they've done away with it. I mean, look, everybody could be like me, couldn't they?
They could. Character in his own right.
No.
Oh, lovely. Dorothy played a big part in helping you in the shops. Dorothy
were out.
She played a big part in...
Yeah, she used to go for pork pies to Kay Wood, to Mr. Bailey's at Kay Wood. We used to sell pork pies. Then again, you see, like I've just said about me being a stick in the mud, we ought to have altered job altogether and made bloody pork pies and everything.
And who would have got that job, you? Would you have given that over to...
I suppose so, but it's... If you've expanded and done a bit more,
but expansion for expansion's sake means more pressure and
pressure.
Obviously, with your health,
more pressure, more expense, and one thing. Oh, that's right.
I mean, you could have ended up with poor health.
Yeah.
Before you had your bypass,
yeah,
you know,
could have ended up in trouble. Like,
yes,
couldn't you?
Real trouble.
So, Dorothy used to do a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She used to do bookkeeping, and I didn't want to know nothing about that. And like I say, she used to go for
She was good at her bookkeeping.
She was good at bookkeeping.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she was good at bookkeeping. Yeah. Too good. Too honest. Yeah.
You have to be honest with the tax man. That's why you got rid of the VAT.
Too honest. Tax man. Well,
It really is the bane of the small shopkeeper, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, anything. I mean, I once had a few pigs. A few pigs.
Yeah.
Not many. A few pigs. I bought 10 little pigs. I bought them at Kipper's off an allotment. Fetched them home. So Dot says to me, well, I'll have 5 of them and you can have 5. And I'll feed my 5 how I want my 5 feeding, and you feed yours how you want your feeding. And then when they go to market, we'll see what's happened, like, you know. Anyway, we did that. And then I took 5 pigs to Selby. And if I could get cash, I also like to get cash. No checks. And then her 5 pigs, I took them to York. I got a cheque. And bloody taxman found out about this cheque, you see. Who's this? Well, I've gone to York, had a look. Who's this fella here? Thompson. Pigs. Has he got many pigs? How does he keep pigs? Where does he live? What does he do? And then they come to see how many pigs I've got here. When they come, I'd know bloody pigs, because there's only 10 pigs we had. But, you know, if they could have done us, but accountant were on and we'd... He were telling us, you shouldn't have done that, and you shouldn't have done this, and they'll come, they might charge you, and this, that, and other. I think they did a little bit, but not so much. But that was just through selling.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
10 pigs for a cash and 10 pigs for a cheque. And they found out. So, I don't know. But I don't think they do OT now, because, I mean, people get away with murder, don't they? They do all sorts of things and they get away with it. They get suspended sentences and one thing and another. And I always think about poor Lester Piggy. He went to jail, did Lester Piggy. He didn't do anybody any harm. What he got given. And it was his money sort of thing. But he went to jail because of tax. And how many people get done for tax job now? Not happens to them.
They just find them, actually. They find them.
Find them.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Right.
So there we are.
That's your view on life.
So that's... My mind boggles.
We know it boggles regularly.
Regularly. I see things, I read about things, and I watch, and my mind boggles all the time. It does, really.
Do you think you've lived in the best time rather than in today's, you know, being a youngster today, as just moving in and doing something in the village?
Well, I merely say, look, I don't know how they move in now. I mean, when we bought this house, it was £3,500. How much are they now?
An arm and a leg and more.
An arm and a leg and more, and the pain. And never getting it paid. Yeah. Never getting it paid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wouldn't want to be just starting off coming now. No, I wouldn't.
No,
I'd rather go back in time. Never mind forward. I would. I'd rather go back.
A slower time, really, in some ways, wasn't it? It wasn't as frenetic.
No, everything goes fast. Everything's just gone fast. When I started working, I got 37 and 6 a week. £1.17 and
yeah.
6.
Yes.
I could go out on a Saturday night with my mate. We could have a pint or two, and we used to go in a fish and chip shop at Headingley, sit upstairs in a little hole, and have fish and chips. And still I've changed out of a 10 bob note. But now, where do you go now? What's all the money done to them? They're no good.
It's spent.
Just spend it, but they have to spend it because it's... Everything's so dear. I don't know.
Do you think today's youngsters have different priorities, or do you think they don't have priorities?
They haven't got any priorities. Live today and let tomorrow take care of itself. Never mind putting a bit away for a rainy day. That's no good. I don't want to be annoyed.
Which ends
that.
Up a bit of a disaster in the long term.
It does.
It?
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
I mean, all you can do is really look after your own and and make sure
that's
they...
It. Look after your own and make sure...
That they know
they're
what...
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sort of, I still think that. I mean, they look at me and they say, well, why don't you buy this? Why don't you buy that? Why don't you swap that? That's no good. You're not going to eat that. It's out of date. And I still look after my money. Because I still think about what they might want sometime.
Yes.
They're not thinking about what they might want.
No.
I think about what they might want. And...
As you say,
hey?
Your mind boggles.
My mind boggles.
Right, we'll keep it there then, okay?
If you've got enough, that'll do.
Thank you.
Right.